Andy.
Andy.
So you know how it's nearly Christmas, but it's not Christmas by the time this is released, right?
I mean, it's not Christmas now, but people will be listening to this after.
Correct. So I'm thinking we should probably record one for after Christmas, seeing as we're both in the same car.
That's right, we're recording in a car.
We're recording in a car in an empty car park, and it's pouring with rain, and the window's steaming up a little bit.
We're not going to go down the street again, because last year,
that happened.
For a long time.
Hello, welcome to Messy Pew Podcast. As we said, this is part two of our kind of live in-car,
pre-Christmas but after Christmas
recording special. If you are new to us, this is basically the podcast where I guess two guys at least pretend to be having a cider and talk about things that would be nice to talk about as a small group, but we'll probably get kicked out.
Anyway. We have been multiple times, so it's a fair shout. Yeah.
So, Andy.
Yes, Andy.
That was 2022.
Aren't you glad to be rid of it?
I mean, there are no words to describe. I guess there are actually words to describe. We did an entire podcast when we came back for season two called Is Everything Terrible?
Here we concluded, yes.
Yes, everything is terrible. There's some good stuff. And it's sometimes about looking for good stuff.
We did a bit of a series after that of where we had good news from the week, which we struggled to fill.
I have to admit, I had forgotten about that. Yeah. And I'm the one with the notes that carry on from week to week. But yeah. Yeah. Everything is terrible. Which is best read in this.
You know what was good in 2022?
I really need everything else.
We finished season one of the Messy Pew, and we started season two.
Thank you for finishing, because I think, we did not finish season one for good reasons.
At all.
We finished season one because everything was terrible.
Yeah. And then we started season two by describing everything that was terrible.
Yes. And so, basically, this podcast has just been a few minutes worth of us saying everything was terrible, and we're glad that 2022 is finished. So, let's look ahead. Let's think positively. Now, that was in the past. That is gone. 2023.
It doesn't look much better. Can we just skip to 2024?
No! No, we shan't. New Year's resolutions. Let's talk about New Year's resolutions.
All right, okay. Have you got a New Year's resolution? You going to resolve to do anything?
I think last year's was to drink more wine.
That was mine last year.
Was it?
Yeah. I managed it as well.
Oh,
well
done.
Yeah.
In that case, I'm allowed to drink more cider.
I'm not sure I'm the one who gives permission.
Oh, fair enough. I've got a funny feeling your cider's probably quite a niche English drink. And I know there are some Americans out there who do occasionally listen to us in some shape or form. Is cider like a thing in America? I'd love to find out. It's like alcoholic apple juice. Fermented apples.
Yeah.
Don't look at me with judgment in your eyes.
Right. So you're going to drink more cider this year.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go to the same one again and drink more wine.
Okay.
Because I quite enjoyed it.
So good spiritually uplifting meanies.
Oh, so you want spirits? In that case, I will drink more rum.
I'm happy to take that as perfectly acceptable.
Cool.
So, predictions for 2023.
I will drink at least one glass of rum.
How many more prime ministers do you reckon we're going to have next year?
Well, I don't know if I know any numbers that have been ahead.
how many more tenses are we going to have?
Definitely don't know any numbers that big. Although they are running out of options. Like, it feels like everyone who could be Chancellor has been Chancellor under this.
Maybe it's like a game where once everyone in cabinet has had a go, they open it up to the wider party, and then they open it up to the wider government, and then they just start dragging people in off the street.
Do you think they go out on the street and go, do you have a bank account?
Yes.
Yes. Great. Does it have a balance?
Yes.
Great. Could you be Chancellor?
Well, and you don't get given enough time to say, wait, what? Before they grab you by the collar, drag you in, and before you know it, you're in the Houses of Parliament and you're giving the budget speech.
That seems likely. Yeah.
For those not in England right now, we are currently not feeling great about the state of our politics. We should say that no comments here are related to any organisations we may or may not be associated with ever. But anyway...
Yeah. So, what we've established then is that in 2023 there's going to be more rum, more cider, more prime ministers, more chancellors, and some quite catastrophic politics.
We are looking forward to it. As I think it is quite easy to show, I think we're showing a certain amount of dread, exhaustion, and ramblingness.
Yes.
About the future, about what is ahead of us.
Yeah. Have you got anything positive that you think is going to happen in 2023? I know I've gone off script.
You've so gone off script. There's nothing on notes here about that. How dare you ask me if I have any positive feelings about this?
I can't believe anyone listening actually believes we have a script.
Well, okay. I want to have an answer. It's a non-answer, but it might be an answer.
Yeah, I'll take a non-answer.
Over last week, there's been... I've seen churches do amazing things.
Yeah.
I've seen an amazing amount of stuff being given out to people in need. Seen some quite surprising generosity from people. Both in supplies and time given. And... I wonder if we're going to see more of that. I wonder if we're going to see more as a society, just more good stuff.
Yeah.
We might not remember it because we are too burdened down by how life is.
Yeah, so I have this kind of theory that actually when you're going through hard times, that's when you're most kind of creative and innovative. And that even though 2022 has been pretty bleak at times, 2023 looks pretty bleak, that might just be the thing that makes community work.
Indeed. I wonder if we should start to call time on this cut down version of the podcast.
Yeah.
I might have something here about the future, which might speak into, oh, that's a very Christian word, isn't it?
There it is.
Yeah, speak into kind of what we're talking about or why we might be feeling this way.
Cool, go for it.
It's not a Christian thing, but that doesn't matter. This is from the Crystal Goddess with Naomi Holds, psychologist and speaker. A gentle reminder about why you are utterly exhausted. No one I know began this year on a full tank. Given the vicious onslaught of the previous 2 years, let's just call it what it was, most of us dragged ourselves across the finish line of 2021, frazzled and spent running on aged adrenaline fumes. We crawled into 2022, still carrying shock, trauma, grief, heaviness and disbelief, the memories of a surreal existence. And then it began. The fastest hurricane year we could have ever imagined. Whether we have consciously processed it or not,
This has been a year of more pressure, more stress, and a race to catch up in all departments. Every single one. Work, school, sports, relationships, life. Though not intentionally aware, but perhaps hopeful that the busier we are, the more readily we will forget, the more easily we will undo the emotional tangle, the more permanently we will wipe away the scarring wounds. We can't. And attempts to recreate some semblance of normal on steroids, whilst disregarding that for almost 2 years, our sympathetic nervous systems were on full alert, has left our collective mental health in tatters. Our children and teens are not exempt. The natural byproduct of fighting a hurricane is complete and utter exhaustion. So before you begin questioning the absolute depleted and wrung dry state you are in, pause, breathe. Remind yourself of who you are and what you have endured, and then remind yourself of what you have overcome. Despite it all, you are still going, even on the days you stumble and find yourself face down a pile of dirt. Understanding brings compassion. Most of the world's citizens are in need of a little extra TLC at the moment. Most are donning invisible "handle with care" posters around their necks and fragile tattoos on their bodies. Instead of racing to the finish line of this year, tread gently, go slowly. Amid the chaos, find small packets of silence. Find compassion, allow the healing, and most of all, be kind. There's no human being on earth who couldn't use a little bit more kindness.